This is NHR Sport.
Hello, and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the finest moments from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. On this episode of NHR Sport Football Weekly Highlights, we have two games to bring to you. Shortly, we will be in the West Midlands as Notts County travelled to Walsall in the English Football League 2. But first, we are heading up to Manchester, where Nottingham Forest visited the Etihad Stadium and Manchester City in the Premier League in an important game for both clubs, as each team needed the points to continue their challenge to avoid relegation and to catch top of the league, respectively. Your commentators for this match are Phil Gittins and Richard Smith.
Forest kickers off then, playing towards the goal to our left-hand side. A ball to the right-hand side of the defence, chased down by Igor Jesus. Rodri, though, gets in there first, gets pushed in the back by Jesus, but the referee gives a throw-in, Darren England, to Nottingham Forest, next to the corner flag, away to our left-hand side. Plays it out wide left towards Aitnuri now. Infield for Cherki, back to Aitnuri. He's forced backwards by Dominguez, but he comes forward, finds Foden, flicks a ball up towards Cherki again. Gets a ball through to Foden, challenged by Milenkovic. It breaks for Semenyo! Hits the side netting. A lot of people down in front of us thought that had gone in, but hit the side netting. But just there, Semenyo, first real touch of the game for him, and he shot from round about 12 yards out, but hit the side netting. So it's now gone back in the right back area with Cunha, finds Milenkovic, sells, challenged by three. Haaland brings the ball out of no man's land, really, and gets the ball through, and now Manchester City have a shot with Bernardo Silva, saved low down to his left-hand side, but Erling Haaland got to a ball, really, he got no right to getting to. It must have been about 8 feet off the floor, and he managed to stretch out a long left limb and bring the ball out of thin air, really.
Yeah, Nottingham Forest very nearly architected their own downfall there. Ryan Aitnuri holds up the ball, waits for options to become available. One of those is Mark Gaye, who moves forward from the back. Ball is shifted to this right-hand side to Ryan Cherki, inside the penalty. Pulls it back, and Manchester City are in front. Antoine Semenyo, the goal scorer. It is Manchester City 1, Nottingham Forest 0. But that was all about the work of Ryan Cherki. Yeah, there goes the half-time whistle here at the Etihad Stadium. And at the break, well, I guess the good news for Nottingham Forest is they're only one behind. That goal coming in at the 31st minute. Excellent play by Ryan Cherki, dancing inside the penalty area, pulled it back. And an acrobatic effort by Antoine Semenyo into the far corner, giving Manchester City a deserved lead.
The overall possession, 69.2% for Manchester City in that first half, who lead by a goal to nil from Antoine Semenyo on 31 minutes. So, we are underway. Manchester City back to Donnarumma. They lead by a goal to nil. Morgan Gibbs-White finds Dominguez again, who evades a challenge. Gets it out wide this time to Olaena. Now then, Forrest, what have you got? Olaena going past his man. Can he go find a cross? He can, to the far post. Igor Jesus lodges it towards goal. Yeah. And Morgan Gibbs-White puts the ball into the back of the net with a back heel from 3 yards out. And Forrest are back in it. Terrific work down the right-hand side from Olaena. A ball across found Igor Jesus. He nodded the ball back into a dangerous area. And Morgan Gibbs-White, facing away from goal, manages to flick the ball with his right foot into the goal past Donnarumma. And it's Manchester City 1, Nottingham Forest 1. As Erling Haaland gets a shot in, it bounces onto top of the bar from a foot of, I think it was Murillo that got the foot in. A shot from the edge of the 18-yard box from Erling Haaland, and it took a deflection, landed on top of the bar. It's another corner for Manchester City, their third of the game on that far side. Manchester City are readying a couple of substitutions, Nathan Ake and
Doku's the other one.
The other one. As a header comes in, and it's gone in, has it? It has, from Rodri. There was a fair amount of pushing and shoving. The ball came in from the corner. It was nodded down past Matt Sells. Manchester City think they've scored a second. It's Rodri that's getting the applause from all those around us. We're just getting another view. The corner came in from that far side towards the six-yard box. Bit of pushing and shoving. And Rodri runs away with his arms in the air. 63 minutes in. And it is 2-1 to City with Rodri's second goal of the season.
Ryan Cherki, who created the first goal, threads it through. Erling Haaland goes down inside the penalty area. Well, the Manchester City fans screaming for a penalty kick as Haaland goes down. The challenge was from Matt Sells. The referee sees nothing amiss, and it will be a goal kick to Nottingham Forest, to Aina. Aina dispossessed, but he does well, wins it back. Strong challenge on Rodri. And Forrest worked the ball over to that left-hand side. Elliot Anderson plays a 1-2 with Hudson-Odoi. And that is an outstanding finish into the far corner. Elliot Anderson makes it Manchester City 2, Nottingham Forest 2. And, well, the first goal from Gibbs-White was excellent in its execution. But that's right up there with it, Rich.
Absolutely. What a terrific finish from Elliot Anderson there from fully 25 yards out, a thunderbolt past Donnarumma, and Elliot Anderson scores his second goal of the season. And how important could that be?
Elliot Anderson, surprising how meticulous he can be about a corner kick. Absolutely. it was a chance at the near post there for Yates, who's just been introduced. And I don't know about you, Rich, I would assume he would probably feel he should have at least hit the target.
He should have made Donnarumma work there. I'm thinking a header 6 yards out from Ryan Yates, whistled past the left-hand upright.
Yep, standing over the ball, Bernardo Silva, and he also has Antoine Semenyo. The referee just ensuring that wall is 10 yards away and standing over the ball. Is it going to be Semenyo? It is indeed. Right-footed! And it comes off the roof of the net. It skims the roof of the net. And it's going to be a goal kick to Nottingham Forest. And, well, Bernardo Silva, he's down on his knees. He can't believe it. But whether the keeper got a touch on that or not, and I don't think he did looking at the replay, but that was fantastic execution. And it wasn't too far away. Ball still in play. Manchester City over on the right-hand side. Pereira bouncing up and down, wondering where this additional time is coming from. Doku into the penalty area. Chance here for Manchester City. It's bouncing around. The ball is turned goalwards. It's off the line. And there goes the full-time whistle. And Nottingham Forest have come away from their trip to Manchester with a share of the spoils. It was City who went in front. In the 36th minute, Ryan Cherki dancing his way inside the penalty area, pulled it back. An acrobatic finish by Antoine Semenyo sent City in at the break. A goal to the good. Second period, Aina pushing forward on the right-hand side. Ball to the back post. It was headed down by Jesus. And there was a delicious finish by Morgan Gibbs-White with his heel into the bottom corner. Back came Manchester City. They won a corner kick on the right-hand side. High ball to the back post. And there was Rodri to head the ball home from close range. Nottingham Forest, though, were not to be denied. And in the 76th minute, Elliot Anderson picking up the ball on halfway. He drove forward and then from 30 yards out with a curling, dipping effort into the far corner, giving Nottingham Forest parity. They had to hang on. It was a bit hair-raising at times, but they managed to do so. It's ended here tonight. Manchester City 2, Nottingham Forest 2.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now, it's time for our next game, where the Magpies headed to the Pallet Track Bescot Stadium to face the Saddlers in an English Football League 2 clash. Could Notts County grab all 3 points and continue their assault on the automatic promotion places? With your highlights from this game, it's Richard Smith.
Almost ready to go then, here are the Bescot. Notts will kick us off, playing towards the goal to our left-hand side, away from their hordes of fans. It's Walsall against Notts County in League 2. And we are underway. Sorulla finds Hall, back for Iopenda. Edge of the box is Connor Grant, just knocks the ball against the defender, and it's the first corner of the game. Good start this from Notts County early doors, 2 minutes in. Jody Jones going to swing it in, left-footed, no doubt. One arm aloft. Lots of pushing and shoving in the six-yard box. Ball comes in towards that six-yard box. It's headed towards goal. Easy save in the end for Miles Roberts. Matt Dennis had run too far towards him. Sorulla gets a ball across towards Iopenda, edge of the 18-yard box. Finds Norburn, back to Sorulla. Norburn goes down in a heap. That'll be a free kick for Notts in a dangerous-ish position, around about 25 yards from goal. Right of centre. Jody Jones and Tyrese Hall are over this. Tyrese Hall fakes it. Jody Jones knocks it in towards the keeper. It might break for Jacob Beddo. The keeper made a save, sort of poured it out towards Beddo, who couldn't really control it, and it went behind. It's a goal kick for Walsall, but Notts have been all over Walsall in the opening exchanges. Here are the Bescot. Evan Weir with their free kick then. Launches it in towards a dangerous area. Flint's underneath that, nods it towards goal. It's gone in, but the referee has said that Aidan Flint was offside when the ball was kicked. Gives the ball to Macari, knocks the ball in, breaks for Iopenda. He's crowded out there, goes down. Nothing there given by the referee, and now Walsall can come away with it through Carnu, who's away from his man, gets brought down again, but come through to Presley, who's in on goal, and he gets the ball in the back of the net. That's Aaron Presley with his sixth goal of the season, right on half time. It was a ball forward that found him in a bit of space, but Presley, ball down on goal, and the advancing keeper could do nothing about it, and Walsall have the lead right on half time with a goal from Aaron Presley. It's Walsall 1, Notts County 0. The referee does blow for half-time. Mixtures of boos and cheers from both sets of supporters. And Notts find themselves one down. That goal right on half-time from Aaron Presley, latching onto a long through ball and defeating the onrushing James Belshaw to make the half-time score here at the Bescot Stadium. Walsall 1, Notts County 0. As we await the second half, Notts playing towards their fans away to our right-hand side, but they trail by a goal to nil as our referee, Scott Jackson, gets us underway for this second half. Three substitutions for Notts County. Off go Lewis Macari, Tyrese Hall and Connor Grant, and on in their place comes Rod MacDonald, Keenan Bennett and Harold Nilsson-Tangen. Ball infield looking for Bennett. Bennett drifts the ball out wide left towards Jody Jones. Jones then comes into the 18-yard box, trying to get the ball into a dangerous area for Matt Dennis. Harold Nilsson-Tangen, great save from the keeper at the Norwegian's feet there. It's a good build-up work down the left-hand side. Jody Jones had a lot of time on that left-hand side. Got the ball in. Matt Dennis tried a shot on the turn. It broke kindly for Harold Nilsson-Tangen, whose shot was smothered by the Walsall keeper. But this is most encouraging in the last 4 or 5 minutes here, and the Notts fans getting behind their team. still trail by that goal to nil. Anything they get out of this will be a bonus from here. But two goals in the last 12 minutes plus added time would do nicely. Notts have a corner on that far side in front of their following support. Jodie Jones with it to swing it out left footed towards the edge of the 6-yard box, headed away, edge of the box for Ollie Norburn. Shot comes in from Ollie Norburn. He scores his first goal as a Notts County footballer from 25 yards out. It rifles in past the goalkeeper and Notts are back in it. 79 minutes gone. It's Walsall 1, Notts County 1! Couillard then. Infield for Keenan Bennett. Bennett forages forward for Notts County. He's into the 6-yard box as he goes down. And Keenan Bennett was brought down and he's going to be given a yellow card for simulation. 6 minutes of added time at the end of the game. 6 minutes for Notts to try and fashion a winning goal here. Ball drifted out wide towards Couillard, brings it down. Couillard is into the box, sidesteps, gets a cross ball in towards Jodie Jones, who's possibly won it for Notts County. And that far end has got into pandemonium as the Notts County fans go and celebrate with the Notts County players in that far corner. It was a lovely piece of work by Couillard, got the cross in, and Jerry Jones with his head scores his 6th goal of the season and gets Notts a 2-1 victory with still 3 minutes to go here at the Bescot. It's Walsall 1, Notts County 2! And Notts have won the game by 2-1. The unlikely hero has been Jodie Jones as the referee blows for full time with 97 minutes on the watch. Walsall's took the lead on 46 minutes through Aaron Presley, but Notts County came back into it with two lovely goals in the second half, one from Ollie Norburn on the 79th minute and the winning goal from Jodie Jones 2 minutes into added time, nodding in across from Maz Couillard. But Notts County have won the game here at the Bescot. It's finished. Walsall 1, Notts County 2.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.